Once again, we are in the first chapter of Mark's Gospel, verses 14 and 15. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." In Jesus' name, beloved of God, Jesus went proclaiming. What a risk Jesus took. Some of you are studying to be public preachers, and you know some of the risks. But everyone who shares Jesus' word with others risks having them reply, "Don't preach to me." Sometimes they mean, "Don't preach to me about a hopeless past. There's nothing I can do about it anyway." But Jesus did not come preaching merely where you went wrong and what you should have done. He proclaimed not a hopeless past, nor powerless directives for the future. He preached, "The kingdom is near. This is the acceptable time. This is the time that Adam and Eve looked for in the earliest days of the world. This is the time that Isaiah looked for when he said, 'Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.'" At the right time, Jesus came. And just as sin had passed from Adam down to all men, even though they themselves had not eaten the fruit, so also righteousness passed from Christ upon all, even though they themselves had not been righteous. If someone has never heard this great news before, now is the time to know it. And if you've heard it 1,000 times, now is the time to grow in it. Jesus came preaching. And he risked hearing, "Don't preach to me. You're talking down to me." Just as you might risk that. But as Jesus told the Jews in John chapter 8, "You are from below, I am from above." It is not a terrible thing for one who actually is above to talk down. It is a gracious thing. It is a thing that he would not have to do. And yet, instead of talking down, Jesus came down to take our place. And he came preaching. Do you think he heard anyone say, "Don't preach to me, it's only words"? With many people, this is true. What they bring is only a word, limp, wilted, and without any power when stripped of atmosphere, background music, and religious surroundings. But with a king, it is different. It is by his words that a king rules. Satan ruled when Adam and Eve followed his word. But the word that Jesus brings is more powerful than Satan's. "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host." And that host even includes those who became the devil and his angels. When Jesus came, then the kingdom of God had arrived, for his word was the word of the King of Kings. Sometimes when people say, "Don't preach to me," they mean, "Don't lord it over me." But how different when it is Christ the King's preaching. Instead of making demands of his people, he gives gifts to them. When he says, "Repent, change, leave sin behind," he has already removed our sins from us and carried them himself. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sin from us. That's the good news of the kingdom, his rule. Satan no longer rules. His word no longer leads. The kingdom of God is at hand. When Jesus says, "Repent," he is urging us to take our forgiveness seriously, to drop all other excuses, to face the truth, and to trust in that good news. Trusting that our sins are taken away means that we can no longer walk in them. They are gone. And the life we now live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. He has conquered Satan's hold over us, and he is Lord of all. And yet he doesn't lord it over us in the sense that our language implies. Instead, he lays down his life for us. And he sits on the throne as the Lamb that was slain. Jesus came into Galilee preaching, and what a kingdom had come. It was a kingdom where the king made his subjects dear children of the Heavenly Father. In a world of sorrow, sickness, suffering, sin, wickedness, violence, pain, sweat, tears, he calls us to turn away from anything and everything that does not lie directly on the path to our Heavenly Father's waiting arms. And in that kingdom, nothing that does lie in the path will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So, yes, dear children, fellow students of the Word, yes, please do preach to me as he has preached to you. Amen. Hymn 487. 487, the first two and the last two stanzas.